Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We have Captain Walt DeMartini on this hour, as well as Vinny Two Tanks. Captain Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. We got a few clouds, so we're broadcasting from inside today.
Okay. Gomez Hilton, from the lobby is where Captain Walt is broadcasting from today, so we appreciate that. We'll get a little bit more in-depth with Captain Walt in just a bit. I got to get a few things taken care of. This is a very big public service announcement that I'm sharing with you right now. Diveassure.com, we mentioned this last week, but this is a big, big deal. And I don't know if I got it across as effectively as I should have. Because, you know, Diveassure.com, they offer dive accident insurance plus dive travel insurance. So if you're going on one of these Explore Ventures liveaboards, for instance, and you should have dive accident insurance. They offer that. And you have a couple outlets that you could use to get that. However, Dive Assure is a little special because when you go with them, they have a liveaboard rider that they have provided that is very limited in scope just for your dive trip, unlike other options where you might have to buy an entire membership for a year or whatever. If you, say, only do one big liveaboard trip a year and you want to get make sure you're covered, just, you know, God forbid something were to happen, you can go to diveassure.com and get this liveaboard 1 week or 2 week trip package and cover yourself not only for dive accident insurance, but also for dive travel. So if they lose a bag, if you have a problem with your airline ticket, misses a connection flight and ends up costing you money and stuff, you can be covered. And they have a really great travel package combined with dive accident insurance at diveassure.com that is really, really unique and just a phenomenal product in that you only pay for what you need. And you can really save a lot of money that way and just be covered much more effectively. Now, the kicker to all this is for the month of August only, they have been nice enough to offer up a special deal for Scuba Radio listeners only. This is the only place that is telling people about this deal. You can't get it anywhere other than hearing it from your friends.
Oh, you lucky people.
That's right. So take advantage of it. It's 15% off on any of the products or the multi-trip products or single-trip products that they offer at diveassure.com. 15% off your dive accident and travel insurance. That is a phenomenal deal. I'm not aware of this ever being done before for this type of service for the dive community. So
thank you, Greg.
Telling you. Yeah, well, I got to thank diveassure.com. They offered it up kind of like as a friends and family rate for some of our crew. And I was like, that's really nice of you. Thank you. And they did that. And I said, is there any chance we could just do this for the listeners? And
I should do that for Grenada.
Absolutely, you should. I mean, if you need to be covered regardless. You should have some basic dive accident insurance just to cover yourself and have a little peace of mind. But the fact that you can get your travel insurance covered and packaged together with the dive accident insurance, it is really an effective way to cover that base. And instead of giving, paying for the insurance on, for instance, like your airline ticket, which, you know, they're always pitching you as you check out for an airline ticket. Yeah, throw in, hey, if you pay another $50, you can cover it if your flight is canceled, blah, blah. Well, this does it already for you. and it combines it with your dive accident insurance. So it's a really great program that DiveAssure.com offers. And once again, 15% off the month of September only. And once it goes away, it's gone. So I wouldn't expect them to extend this, or you'll hear about it anywhere else. This is a very unique thing just for Scuba Radio listeners.
That's, you have to sign up only. In September, or it covers a trip in September?
No, you purchase one of their programs. For the month of August, not September.
Oh, you said September.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I mean the month of August only, it's going on. If you want to travel
right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably got mixed up a little because Explore Ventures has some specials on their boats in September. But no, if you sign up during the month of August right now, you'll get 15% off. All you get at diveshare.com/scuba radio. There's a link to it at scubaradio.com too. But once again, 15% off for Scuba Radio listeners this month only. Take advantage of it. Share it with your friends, because it is kind of like a
friends
and family.
Everybody loves a deal.
Yeah, big deal. Big, 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 big deal. All right, and we thank them. They're a proud supporter of Scuba Radio, just like my next guest, Dan, from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe Sun Care products and all kinds of other great stuff. Dan, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, Greg. How about you? I got a question for you.
Yeah, talk to me. What do you got?
What do you like better, catching bugs or eating bugs?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Because, when you catch them, it makes them taste better. You hear what I'm saying? It really does.
Absolutely.
When you catch Florida spiny lobster or any, type of, whether you're spearfishing or lobster hunting, even, anywhere in the world, when you catch your own thing that you're going to eat, it always tastes better. I mean, because it's fresh, where it came from, and there's that little, proud moment, like, hey, I did it. I am men. Ha! Something like that.
Special moment, yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I get women can do that too. I am woman! Ha! They don't. Anyway, regardless, that's a tough decision, because then it kind of also comes down to how'd you cook it. And I'm not the best cook. Right. Actually, I know how to cook Florida spiny lobster pretty good.
But would you want to catch them if you couldn't eat them?
Well, I would, because you could freeze them and save them for later.
No. What if you couldn't eat them at all?
What would I do
with
them?
Then you probably wouldn't want to catch them, would you? I don't know if I would.
Well, it depends on what I was planning to do with them. I'd have a plan in advance where I would.
I'm just saying, and here's the scenario. You can't eat them or they're not edible.
Oh, well, what do you mean they're not edible?
Imagine a world where the lobsters aren't edible.
Blasphemy, you speak of.
Would you still catch them? Probably not. Well, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
So it must be the eating it is more important.
No, that is...
No, lionfish, there's another example.
Right, see?
Where you can eat them.
Well, you...
And there's a reason to get rid of them.
They had to invent that first.
True. I mean, but if I wasn't going to eat them, I would have a plan. Like, okay, I'm not going to eat these lobster I catch, but I'm going to give them to a friend, or I'm going to, take them to a restaurant and sell them for a few bucks or whatever. You know what I mean?
No, never mind. It doesn't work.
You just stop. Just stop it now. But regardless, you bring up this question. Why? You're just wondering? You're just curious there, Dan, or what?
Well, I was curious for you.
Yeah.
Lobster Bug Fest was great this year.
It was awesome. What a great time. And, that whole event, I just like the social aspects of it from a diving perspective. Just bringing all the divers together. We are all, it's not even about how many lobster you catch, even though we limit out every day on the radio. It's really about just coming together under the same umbrella of like, hey, we're a bunch of divers. We're going to go have some fun and catch some lobster and then have a big grill out on the beach or there in the square at Lauderdale by the sea. I just love the whole vibe. You know what I mean, Dan? You picked that up too, right?
Oh, yeah. And you get to see people you haven't seen in a little while, revisit friends, catch some bugs, eat some bugs, listen to Scuba Cowboy.
That's right.
So that was...
I tell you what, you want to make friends? The best way you can make friends is just say, hey, I caught these lobster. You want one? They will be your friend for life. So, lobster tail, bring people together. I mean, I know the Scuba Cowboy, he actually got tipped in tails. at the at Bug
No
Fest.
Way.
Yeah, he did. Someone gave him a couple of lobster tails.
That's awesome.
It messed up his guitar case when they threw him in there and like sloshed all around. It was a big old mess, but he still appreciated it. You know, it was a good thing. But good stuff. Now, ReefSafeSun.com, sunscreen products are out there. Biodegradable, good for you, good for the reef, and that applies to hair care products. We got to talk about this blue. Can you hang with us through the break there a little bit there, Dan? What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
I can hang on, Greg.
Yeah, no problem. You're not cooking lobster as we speak, are you?
Maybe later this evening.
Okay.
We got two tails left, so yeah, we're thinking about it.
Well, when he brought that question up right out of the box there, right out of the beginning, I was thinking, oh, man, he ain't gonna want to talk to us. He has lobster to cook. But he's being generous with his time, and we're going to take advantage of it next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to dive.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares? Don't dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and Dan from Reef Safe is our guest right now. Now, we have been talking about lobster, but let's get back on track just a little bit, because Dan, actually, we had a mission to accomplish today, and that was to talk a little bit about this new product that Tropical Seas has launched. You can check it out, tropicalseas.com/blue, because that's the name of it, is blue. And this is a new cleaner deodorizer that evolved out of wanting to get rid of this fishy smell, and like a fish cooler or something like that. Right, Dan?
Right, Greg. Have you ever had smelly tail residue in your cooler?
I've had it in other places. It had nothing to do with a cooler, but that was a whole other problem. It involved mermaids and things and...
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Blue could help with that, too.
Well, probably. I don't know if we want to put... Well, anyway. Regardless, I've smelt it. I have definitely smelled that cooler stink. Who hasn't? Who's been on a dive boat? Especially if there's been any lionfish or lobster tail, for that matter, being harvested. I mean, it doesn't take long for those things to start smelling a little ripe. And that's what Blue is for. And first of all, it's biodegradable, so it won't harm the environment. But you developed this out of the need to get rid of cooler stink. Is that how it evolved, or was it another type of, kind of interesting little accident? And then you developed I got a new product that might work here. What happened?
Well, it started out as a fish blood remover.
Okay.
You know, how you catch some of those fish, like mahi and snapper, bleed all over.
Yeah, bleed all over the back of the boat.
Yeah, you'd ruin your shorts or your shirt or your boat shoes. And so it was developed for that, and then started lionfish hunting. And those are smelly creatures, and it was stinking up my truck.
Yeah.
And so we kind of adapted Blue to see if it would work on getting rid of the fish smell, and it does.
How about that?
The divers that entered in the Bug Fest each received a bottle, and we got some very favorable comments back already from it.
Well, I'll tell you, all the lobster divers I met last week or a couple weeks ago there at Bug Fest, they all smelled better this year. And that could have been a direct result of using Blue and not getting that fish blood all over their boat.
Fish funk.
Fish funky mess, yeah. But yeah, you can check it out, tropicalseas.com/blue, and you can squish it around in the cooler, get rid of the stink, get rid of the stains, use it as there's a boat soap version of it as well that boaters are loving. And we've been talking about that on our World of Boating show quite a bit. And then we found
an iguana remover.
Well, I was going to say, some other unique uses of it that Barry DeBugger, he had an iguana problem in his backyard. And he goes, hey, I bet you this Blue will keep the iguanas from pooping all over my gravel backyard. It has like a rock bed. And the iguanas would come over there and sunbathe. And his back off his back porch, and they'd poo all over the place, and it'd get kind of funky. So he sprayed down a little concoction of Blue, and lo and behold, sure enough, not only did it clean the deck area of those rocks and stuff, he hadn't seen an iguana since. They don't like the smell, so it's an iguana retardant or something.
Repellent.
We'll go with that too. And
all of the above.
Yeah, but there's all these. I mean, I've actually thrown it down my disposal to get rid of the funky smell in a disposal. You can do that, and it's all natural, biodegrades. Not a ton of soap. That's one of the things. Suds and things and phosphates are a problem for boat cleaners and things like that. So it just gives you just enough, and it doesn't like overpower, marinas if you're cleaning your boat with it. There's a lot of benefits to this stuff. It's really a cool product, and it does smell nice. I'm looking at CJ right now. You really ought to take that bottle I have on the counter right there and rub it all over yourself.
I might do that.
It could be. It's safe enough. You could use it as a diver cologne, couldn't you? Is it that safe?
Diver cologne.
All right.
Well, they're cleaning their wetsuits with it, so getting reports back already that they've used it on their dive boots, wetsuits.
Why not just
fillet stations?
After a day of diving, you just mist a little under each earlobe, and you're good to go for a night of sweet smelling fun.
Yeah, we're actually working on a wetsuit or a dive suit cleaner version of Blue right now.
Well, there you go.
So we should have that. Yeah, we should have that for DEMA.
Well, awesome. Well, see, Dan, he does all this stuff all the time. He is he's really into the whole chemistry type of things, of creating products that do good work. Do the job they need to do, but also protect the environment. So it's great work you keep doing. TropicalSeas.com/blue or Reef Safe Sun for all the sunscreen products. And they got hair products. They got everything at TropicalSeas.com.
Mask defogger.
Yes.
Works great.
Right. He comes up with stuff for everything. It's pretty remarkable. Next thing will have to be a diver cologne. You can work on that now, too.
Call it Greg.
You got it. We'll use you as the test guinea pig.
Yeah, and I'll appropriately, sign up CJ and Bubble Boy. We'll do an A-B comparison. One with, one without. Who would you rather smell? I don't know. But anyway, Dan, I'll let you get to cooking your lobster. Thanks for the update, and enjoy your weekend, okay, my friend?
Thanks for having me on, Greg. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely, always. So there you go. That's good stuff, right?
It is.
Now, Jerry the Diver Guy is threatening to join us.
How dare he?
I know. I don't know what. Did we lose a bet or something? And that's, you know.
I don't see him.
You don't see him?
I don't see him up on the screen.
No, you're not allowed to see him.
I see Walt and I see Vinny.
Yeah, we're going to catch up with Walt. He's inside because the weather is a little on the dicey side in South Florida today.
Also, just a quick update for anybody that might have been wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Bubble Boy is fine.
He is.
Yeah, I texted him a little bit ago. I mean, you know.
Oh, you mean fine for his.
Mentally and emotionally, okay. Who knows?
Right.
I'm understood. Not qualified to make that diagnosis, but physically he's good.
Well, okay. Once again, so, that's a subjective call.
I think, are we live back at the headquarters
next week?
Saturday?
Yeah.
All right.
So
I think he'll be back for that.
So he once again.
He had a small procedure. He's all good.
Yeah, small procedure.
He just couldn't make it today. But
it was something about getting something shortened or something. It was too big.
I don't
know.
That's the rumor.
That's what he had said.
Maybe he's just putting it out there.
Yeah, you know, he has a tendency to do that, and it's really a little disturbing. But Jerry the Diver Guy is with us on the phone, I believe. Jerry, there, buddy. What's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
All right. So where are you? What are you doing, man?
Well, I just tell you what, my beer run turned it into a longer run.
Uh-oh.
And I just want you all to know that you don't have to worry about trying to find me a flip-flop.
Oh, he got a new pair.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, they've been talking about that on Facebook Live today, and there has been some flip-flop sightings, and I guess we'll have to fill in the gaps of this story next. Stay close.
First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. And,
Undo by day, Bo. No man is small. Pressure.
Well, I didn't know what you were doing.
I was just singing along.
I thought you were having a seizure.
Pressure.
Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy on the phone, though. And evidently, he didn't make the show today because he went out and had to buy a new pair of flip-flops. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, I went for a beer run and it turned into a flip-flop run.
Oh, geez.
It happens.
Yeah, I guess we ought to come clean. Mermaid Milena, Kristen, and myself, who was with Jerry and Dominica for Dive Fest a few weeks ago. He lost his flip-flop on day number two. We found it on day number three, but we didn't want to give it back to him. And
that hurts.
You cut your foot on a pop top.
You son of a bitch!
And then he freaked out all week about not having a pair. I said, just buy a new pair of flip flops, and he wouldn't do it. So it just kind of turned.
You
into
made
a
him
thing.
Go through that hell.
Well,
for a sick joke.
It wasn't me. It was really Kristen and Milena. Mostly Kristen because she posted a picture up today of some. Flip-flops that she had
those were some hideous looking flip-flops though.
Jerry, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
You're a liar. You were laughing
this
hysterically
guy,
over the commercial break.
This guy, man.
He was like, Jerry's such a rube. He said that.
No, I did not.
You were a liar.
Never said
don't
that.
Try to make yourself
listen to you.
Sorry for me. I stepped on that pop top and had cut my foot and had to cruise on back home.
Well,
blood
sounds
and all.
Familiar.
Yeah.
You know, you could get some of that blue stuff and get the blood off the.
Well, the stain.
Flip flop.
Yeah, that's why Chris didn't want to give it back. She said, "Look at this thing. This is disgusting." And you want to take a whiff of this?
You need to bring that flip flop to Dima this year.
No, God no!
It just had toe jam on
it. Yeah, exactly. Toe jam. Oh, jeez. God help us. Why the hell are we even talking about this? Let's get back on track.
You have nothing better to talk about.
No, I do. We got to film out a cavern course.
Oh, and, right.
Talk to Captain Walt at the Gomez Hilton. That's next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You don't know me.
I don't know how to swim.
Y'all wanna go dive in a pool?
It's just ridiculous.
I know y'all wanna go dive in a pool.
My dive master is like,
come on!
Don't worry about it.
Come on!
He'll be fine.
Let's go!
I know what you're thinking.
Let's get soaking wet! Come on!
Alright. Yeah, let's get in the pool. Let's get wet. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and right after the show, we might get into the pool.
Boy, if you don't feel pumped up after hearing that,
yeah,
I can't help you.
Let's get fired up.
Let's get soaking wet.
Yeah. Who's drunk?
Nobody. Well, you maybe. We're trying to be responsible.
I'm in love right now, my new flip-flops.
Really? You seriously bought a new pair of flip-flops? You did,
yep,
huh?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, all right.
You bet.
I had to break down.
And you put that over being on the show today.
Well, no. I mean, it just, kind of happened.
Went on a beer run.
I never choose nothing over you.
Went on a beer run, went by the convenience store, and they're like, hey, look, they sell flip-flops here. And an hour later, so you bought your flip-flops at like a 7-Eleven or something? Or what?
No, Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I splurged.
If you say so. All right. Well, as long as you're happy, Jerry, we're here to serve. So as long as you're happy, and we're happy for you. Now, CJ and myself spoke with Dr. Doug last week about doing a cavern course, and we have set it up.
Oh, yeah.
And were you going to come down for this maybe, Jerry, or do you know yet?
Heck yeah, count me in. We'll do it.
All right. Well,
we will be right on that.
Dr. Doug gave me the syllabus, and we're going to go through that in just a bit. But before we get into that, I want to bring Captain Walt DeMartini into the discussion here, because he's broadcasting from the lobby of the Gomez Hilton in South Florida today because it's raining down there, or the seaweed has taken over. What is it there, Captain Walt? What do you think?
Well, you're half right. It's the lobby bar.
Lobby bar, of course. Yeah, they have I think three bars on site at the Gomez Hilton, if I'm not mistaken. But
well, we had to put three in because when the drunken sailor gets thrown out of one, he needs to go to another one. And sometimes he gets thrown out of two and he's still got to have another bar to drink at.
Exactly. Good things come in threes or something like that. I don't know. But regardless, you still got your rum punch, your get naked rum punch there that everybody has served as soon as they walk through the entrance there at the Gomez Hilton. God bless you for it.
Just look for the hammerhead mural, and you're in the right place.
That's right. So that's going on. But, yeah, it's a little stormy down in South Florida today. Is that right there, Walt?
A little stormy today, so we're drinking martinis to compensate.
Okay.
You don't want to spill any rum.
You don't want to waste it.
Right.
So you're knocking out the gin instead today. Okay, fair enough. It's Scuba Radio happy hour. That matters. Yeah, on the news... is nationally right now, I've seen these reports about the seaweed taking over. And I know we've been talking about that the last few weeks on the show. It's not really a factor for the divers, but the seaweed is washing up on shore down in Miami and South Florida. Have you seen that yourself there, Walt, in your neck of the woods, or not so much?
I have, and I believe it's because we've had a lot of light west winds lately, so it just kind of like sits out there.
Yeah, and then just blows it in.
Right.
Got it. Well, the thing is, I saw him do a report with a live shot in Miami. It was like, seaweed taking over South Florida beaches. Visitors, beware. And then they go to the guy, and there's not a stalk of seaweed anywhere. They totally screwed it up. And I was like, well, where's the seaweed? And he obviously picked a bad spot.
Here's a bag of frozen spinach.
Yeah.
Imagine if this was seaweed getting caught on your leg.
But it doesn't affect the diving. It just, you know, it's washing up on shore down there, and people are freaking out and stuff like that.
Well, you know how the Atlantic side was in Dominica. It was covered.
Well, that's true. But once again, it doesn't really affect diving. I mean,
No, it never affects it.
Yeah, and you know, and there's some benefits. There's people eating this stuff.
Some people dry it out and smoke it.
I read a story about a guy who's trying to turn, you know, seaweed into a new food staple, and claiming that it used to be, and I guess it was kelp, but it still counts.
Hey,
right?
Can't be worse than kale,
right? But I don't know, kelp and seaweed, do they taste the same? Walt, do you have any idea? Have you ever eaten either one of those things? Or no?
No, I don't think I've ever had any kelp.
Yeah. Well, this guy out on the West Coast or something, he's been turning kelp into a food. He evidently, like back in the 1900s, it was a big, you know, a big thing.
Put it in your juicer.
You could do that, I guess.
Juice it.
But had all these recipes. Yeah. Yeah, Walt.
Not that I'm a big fisherman or anything, but I've noticed that when we get these seaweed patches, that a lot of times you'll get the dolphin, the mahi-mahi will be right under those patches, and the guys will be fishing under the big patches of seaweed.
That's right.
Because they attract the fish.
Yeah, seaweed patties.
Oh,
they call that. They do. The fish are attracted to them. So it does create this kind of unique floating ecosystem that the fish take advantage of, or the little critters take advantage of the hiding spaces, and that brings in the bigger fish like the mahi, and then the fishermen go in there and score. So it actually might have been, this might be pretty great for fishing. You know, last year we experienced some of the seaweed stuff during lobster season, and we just, you know, it didn't seem to affect the lobstering at all. You remember that, right, CJ?
Yep.
Other than when we came back out of the water from a beach dive, we did look like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
And it looked a little creepy to some of the beachgoers.
You look like Old Greg.
Old Greg.
Old Greg.
You guys, just stop it. Anyway.
Was he wearing a tutu?
He was.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
But
he was wearing a tutu and one flip-flop.
No, that's not accurate.
Strategically placed.
Just making stuff up.
We have proof of it.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyway, seaweed is a thing that you don't have to worry about as divers. It's just creating a little bit of a trashy situation at the beach that maybe they'll just start eating it. You know, maybe that whole thing will catch on. You can turn it into a salad. I don't know. First off, is anybody right now, I mean, I don't think Vinny Two Tanks or Walt, have you ever done a cavern course? Anyone?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's negative for me.
All right. No. I have had a little bit of training on this, but I've never done a certification. But Dr. Doug Eversall has offered to take on CJ and myself on a cavern course. And I don't think he knows what he's getting himself into, actually.
I don't think I know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very excited about it. But when I mentioned it to CJ, you were kind of like, I don't know, cavern course, what is that? You're like, I don't know if I want
to. I'm
going
to have to get a wetsuit because that's going to be a little bit chillier water in the
springs.
Well,
it's going to be cooler water.
72, I mean, right?
Well, yeah, 72.
That's 74. Cold for me.
But, yeah, it's like 100 degrees right now. So it'll be refreshing.
Springs at 72 degrees.
I need at least a 3 mil.
Three mil wetsuit. And, you know, you do like 30, 40 minute dives. You can get a couple in with it before, you know, shrinkage takes over and you're like, oh God, I can't take it anymore.
Oh, hey, Greg, how's it going?
Yeah, something like that. And so anyway, we're going to do that in a couple weeks is the plan. And, you know, I don't know that I'm going to get into cavern diving or cave diving or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, caverns kind of like the gateway drug to cave diving. But cavern diving, you don't lose sight of the surface or ambient light of the surface. And really, it compares a lot to going through a wreck diving course because you run lines. It's really about just keeping, yourself safe, for penetrating, you know, cracks and crevices or
wrecks. You got to remember where the hole was that you used.
That's right. That's what she said. And so, you know, the thing is, it will make you a better diver. It will make you a better ocean diver, even if you don't get into the whole cave thing. And so I think it'll just make our, you know, us better, well-rounded.
That's an excuse to get underwater and learn some stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I actually think you guys are going to have fun. I wish I was going with you.
Yeah.
Think of that.
You're not invited.
Yeah. Well, he can't go because he's going to be in the Red Sea.
I'm just kidding.
You know, he could. He, you know, he's
call him Vinny.
I have a very valid excuse.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, man, you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, Vinny's going to be one of those guys where he's going to be in the Red Sea and calling us up and go, hey, suck it, losers.
Oh, yeah, you talk about rubbing it in.
Well, get this. I already know that the second week of the next boat after the following week is empty. So I may pony up the card and stay 2 weeks if it's really it's as good as they say it is.
Red Sea.
Yeah,
I've heard the Red Sea is like the top three dive destinations in the world.
Well,
it's supposed to be phenomenal. Everybody that's
exactly
gone there.
That's what I've heard. All right, and I expect you to give us a full report and rub it in accordingly. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Old Greg, I don't care. Whatever. It works for you. Works for me. All right, CJ's in the studio with me. Vinny Two Tanks, Captain Walt DeMartini connected via the web. And now Captain Cocktail joins us for another update on the Lionfish Derby that literally is happening next weekend in South Florida. Captain Cocktail, how are you?
Oh, man, we're getting ready. First day of, just a reminder, first weekend of lobster season.
That's right.
We're pretty busy today. A lot of people headed out.
Are they bringing them in? Have you already been getting reports that the lobsters are still out there or what?
Yeah, they're still getting them. You know, you know how it goes. If you're the slayer like you are, you know, they get a lot.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, some don't get as many.
Well, they can get six a day.
Over time.
Regular season, six lobster a day. In the state of Florida, and if I was in the water today, I'd definitely be limiting out. There's no question. I'd have six lobster that I'd be telling everybody about, at least on the radio, for sure. So
yeah, there's no doubt in my mind you'd limit out.
Right.
Being the legend.
Oh, crap. All right. But you can combine the two activities, lobster hunting and lionfish hunting, next Saturday. Down there in Pompano, right? So this is called what?
Yeah.
What is it called again, exactly? What do you call
the
derby?
It's the Pompano Beach Lionfish Derby, and then we have the Taste of Shipwreck Park. And what it is you got a buddy team. It's $50 per buddy team to get into the contest. And if you're on a charter boat, you're not competing against private boats. They're two separate categories.
Mm-hmm.
So because private boats obviously have a little bit of an advantage there. So.
Okay.
They get you in. If you're on the charter boat, you're just competing against people on charter boats, which gives you a very good chance of winning something.
Got it.
And we have trophies that are created by Dennis McDonald and cash prizes for a number of different categories.
Right.
But the big thing everybody needs to understand is that not only do you enter the Derby, but it gets you into the Taste of Shipwreck Park that night, where they'll have eight restaurants competing against each other to see who has the best lionfish dish.
And nice.
Everybody that
Rick,
comes,
you should go.
That gets you in free. You get in free as a participant. So you're killing invasive species, and the money goes towards the artificial reef program, which we have another project lined up. So that's helping to fund that. So it's a great cause.
God, I wish I could go
you
to
get
that.
Two events for the price of one.
That's right. It's a win-win. CJ? Oh,
I'm just happy to see Dennis McDonald do something productive after retiring from the Doobie Brothers.
No, that's a different guy. That's a totally different guy. Then again, it might not be. I don't know.
What are you guys smoking in the studio today?
Seaweed.
Yeah, seaweed. Wait, that stuff that's been washing up on
the... There you have it.
You got all that stuff washing up on the beach down there. Yeah, CJ's rolled it. Whatever.
Sounds like a weed, great, so he's
party, Jeff.
Vinny Two Tanks.
So nobody told him it's not the same kind, though.
Vinny Two Tanks would be there, but he's going to be in the Red Sea. You're leaving a week from today, right?
Yeah,
Vinny?
I'm leaving Friday night.
Okay.
And it's coming for.
All right. Well,
I tell you the truth, though, I'd rather be with Jeff in South Florida. That sounds like a fun event. I wish I could make that.
You hear that? He would rather be hanging with you in South Florida than going to the Red Sea, Jeff. What does that tell you?
Well, his boat, that South Florida diving fleet's phenomenal, man. No, I like the fleet.
Yes,
I'd love to be there.
It's awesome. Yeah. Well, it'll be a lot of fun, no doubt. And you were trying to see if we could get down there and do this with you guys, but I don't know that it's going to work out. So we may actually end up, we're doing the show live next Saturday, 3 to 5. So we may have to see if we can set up a live link with some of your crew right there on the boat, because they'll be out. Next Saturday afternoon, right?
That'd be great, man.
Finishing up. I mean, the cutoff
time. If people
time.
Still want to sign up, they can go to shipwreckparkpompano.org, or they can go to our site, southfloridadiving.com, or they can call us, and we'll get them set up. You can do it. You can either register online, and we also have a kickoff party Friday night at 26 Degrees Brewery. They can show up for that from 6 to 9, sign up. We have Lad Atkins is coming in. He's going to do a presentation for us. He created the whole lionfish program,
right?
And then also Whole Foods is going to be there to explain how you can sell your product to them.
Oh wow, okay, because they're offering that up in Whole Foods throughout Florida now. You can pick up lionfish meat, and so
that's
they
right.
need more suppliers,
and they're actually donating some lionfish to the Taste of Shipwreck Park as well. So
excellent. Well,
it's gonna be a great event, a lot of fun.
I'm here, buddy.
Get some lobster, lionfish, go to a party. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
That's true. Well, what are you going to be a judge, or just go out there and eat some of this stuff next week? What are you thinking? That sounds like
I'd like to sneak up there and eat some.
Yeah.
I think we got a big
rump. You should go, Walt.
Yeah.
You have fun.
Absolutely. I think that sounds like a
and
good
also,
time.
If you're not participating in the Derby, you can still come out to the Taste of Shipwreck Park. It's an advance ticket is $35. That gets you in, gets you a beer or two, I think, and then you can taste all the different restaurants as they put samples out for you to try.
I got to tell you, lionfish is almost as tasty as Florida spiny lobster. I like lobster a little better, but man, I have had some amazing lionfish sandwiches. I mean, it's right up there with, you know, a blackened fish sandwich. I mean, it's kind of like a grouper kind of fish. So it's pretty mild, but really, really tasty.
And I heard it even got, the lionfish got better for you once they started cutting the spines off on the sandwich.
True. Yeah. They do that. Yeah, you don't want to eat that part. All right, Captain.
I just want to come up and hang out with Captain Cocktail.
Yes.
All.
Well, hey.
I said.
Gomez or Raul and Captain Cocktail definitely have to combine for the evening next week. We'll cover it accordingly on
Julio.
The big show next week. Yeah, could be Julio too, right. On that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wet at.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.